6. Steal another crystal. There was silence in the control room. Garth was pointing his laser gun at Varon. Miranda was waiting for Varon's reply. Omega was working at the control panel.
"Omega knows everything," said Varon at last. "He can tell you where it is. Why don't you go and bring the crystal yourself, Omega?"
"Xeron crystals are harmful to robots," replied Omega. "I cannot touch a Xeron crystal."
"At last," said Miranda, "at last you have told us that there is something which you cannot do." "But you know where the crystal is," said Garth to Omega. "Tell me and I will bring it to you."
"I'll go and get it myself," said Varon. "But first, I want an agreement."
"What kind of agreement?" asked Garth and Miranda together.
"We need this crystal to get us back to Earth. That's correct, isn't it?"
Garth and Miranda nodded their heads.
"But I was going to sell this crystal for many millions of credits," continued Varon. "If we use the Xeron crystal to get us back to Earth, I'll have nothing, and you'll be able to sell the computer you stole."
"What agreement do you want?" asked Garth.
"You're not going to get any share of our money," added Miranda. "It's ours. We stole the computer."
"I don't want any share of your money," said Varon. "I want something much more valuable."
"Tell us what you want," said Garth.
"I must go back to Xeron."
"Back to Xeron?" cried Miranda. "You're mad."
"I'm not mad," said Varon.
"Think about it. Omega can teleport us down into the Xeron strongroom. We can steal another crystal."
Miranda's eyes looked cruel and greedy. Varon was not mad.
"Why only one crystal?" she asked. "Why can't we steal one for each of us? Then we will be the richest people in all the universe."
"We may not have time," explained Varon. "It's not easy to open the compartments where the crystals are kept."
"What do you mean?" asked Garth.
"Each crystal is locked in a compartment. There's only one crystal in each compartment, and it takes time to open a compartment."
Omega had been quietly listening to all they were saying. Now he turned from the control panel and looked at them.
"I must warn the three of you," he said. "There is great danger on Xeron. Death is waiting there for you."
"There will be no danger," said Varon. "You can teleport us down straight into the strongroom. We will take a crystal. Then you can teleport us back."
"We will take three crystals," said Miranda.
"I cannot teleport you down to Xeron," said Omega quietly.
"Why not?" asked Garth and Miranda together.
"I know that death is waiting for you on Xeron. I cannot send a human being to his death."
"We will order you to teleport us down to Xeron," said Miranda.
"I have already explained to you," said Omega. "I am unable to obey orders which I do not understand."
The three humans looked at Omega. They each wanted to get back to Xeron. Each one of them wanted a valuable Xeron crystal.
"There is something I may be able to do," said Omega after a moment's silence.
"What's that?" asked Garth.
"I may be able to change the controls of the teleporter," explained Omega. "Then you will be able to teleport yourselves down into the strongroom on Xeron."
"And you'll be able to teleport us back here to the ship?" asked Varon.
"I do not think I will be able to do that," replied Omega.
"Why not?" asked Garth.
"I think you will all die on Xeron."
"Nonsense," said Miranda. Her eyes were bright with greed. "Varon will open the compartments quickly. We'll be in and out of the strongroom before the guards know, and we will each have a crystal."
"Good," said Garth. "That's agreed. We will now go back to Xeron. We will teleport ourselves down and steal another crystal."
"Three more crystals," Miranda said eagerly.
"All right," agreed Varon. "We'll try to steal three more crystals."
Omega moved back to the control panel. A strong blue light was shining on the screen.
"Life support systems at danger level," said the voice of the ship's warning system.
"You must hurry," said Omega. "The life support systems are beginning to weaken. You have 20 minutes left."
"I'll go and get the crystal now," said Varon. "Where's my sonic key? I need it."
Garth was holding the sonic key in his left hand. The laser gun was still in his right hand.
"I'm coming with you," he said to Varon.
And I'm coming too, added Miranda.